My name's Ian Vera. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, and I'm an 07, so I'm 18 years old.
And you get your first goal tonight, and it winds up being a game winner. Just walk us through the play. You can describe it however you want years from now, but what happened out there tonight to get a, you know, kind of a funny angle goal?
Yeah, no, so it was a good rush. Huts to Wales, and Wales kicked it out to Bags, and he just ripped the puck. I was just there to pick up the rebound, and luckily it went in. I mean, I didn't do any work. All the line mates did it for me, so I'm lucky.
Yeah, did you see anything there, or are you just trying to get it on goal from below the icing line and, you know, try and bank it?
Yeah, I was trying to get it on net. You know, good things happen when you put the puck on the net, so that was kind of what I was thinking.
Excellent. So it stands up to be the game winner. What does that mean to you to, you know, be able to contribute in that manner to a victory?
Yeah, no, it means a lot, especially, like, first goal of the season, get off the back and contribute to a game winner is huge. So I'll be remembering this for the rest of my life for sure.
You bet. Tell us about your journey to get up here and be in Canada playing your junior hockey career for someone, you know, born in Florida.
Yeah, so I mean, I was born in Florida. Parents were living there and they had me, and then we moved here when I was young. But I played in Boston for a year, and I've just been playing in Canada all my life. Played for Okotoks last year, IHA a couple years back. So I've been mostly in Canada, but I played in Boston for 1 year. So it's pretty cool to have the dual citizenship.
Yeah, for sure. And just how have things gone as you try and get assimilated to playing here in Olds with the Grizzlies this season?
Yeah, no, I've loved it. I mean, the boys have been amazing and coaching staff is unreal. So it's just like just working hard every day. Is coming to the rink is the best part of the day for me, and I look forward to doing it.
You get, as part of the forward group, two new blue liners to take those lead passes from tonight. What did you see, and how is it working with Owen Hutzel and Aaron Sawatsky tonight on the blue line?
Yeah, no, two amazing players. I think they bring a lot of skill and bring a lot to our roster. So, I mean, looking forward to keeping them with us. And, you know, they're two great players and love having them.
Yeah, on the night, you obviously know that it's Teddy Bear Toss night, so I don't think you guys wanted to be off the score sheet for very long. Sammy G makes a great individual effort. What was it like seeing the community toss the teddy bears out there?
Yeah, you know, of course, it's amazing. Great goal by Sammy. You know, he's been on fire. But, yeah, I mean, it's good to see the community come together and have fun throwing teddy bears on the ice.
In the end, you get five different goal scorers in this one tonight. You also had a couple of real nice passing plays. So what did you see on the Rydell goal that was a real nice tic-tac goal?
Yeah, no, it was just poetry. Like, that's the best I can say it. Like, they've been doing that in practice, and we work a lot about that in practice. So it's good to see that executed to the T in a game.
The Lloydminster Bobcats obviously come in here second overall in the league. They do have a couple players at the World Junior A Challenge, but just again, you guys continue to step up when you're taking on top teams, it seems, this season. How, you know, comfortable are you in embracing those kind of challenges?
Yeah, no, I mean, all season long we've stepped up to the challenges, and it's a big win for us, and now we're just looking forward to our game tomorrow and winning back-to-back again.
Excellent. I always ask the last two questions on the first opportunity to speak with you guys here this year. So what is your favorite minor hockey moment, Ian?
I have many, honestly. Like, I'd probably say moving out to Boston for a year, that was an amazing experience, living away from home, living in the dorms with all my teammates. I think that really shaped who I am today.
Excellent. And who is your hockey hero?
Austin Matthews. Try to shape my game like him. I mean, I've studied his shot a lot, and he's my favorite player. I've been following him ever since he got drafted to the league. So, I mean, love his game, and that's what I try to model myself after.
Excellent. Well, keep her going. Congrats on your first goal and a big win tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.